Mr. Fortis on 2191?
Yes, sir.
I got an urgent memorandum saying we've got to immediately appoint a chief counsel of the Internal Revenue Service.
Yes, sir.
And they first suggested David Watts of New York.
David what?
Watts, W-A-T-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Dewey Valentine firm, and Kennedy turned him down because he was too close to Dewey.
Yes.
Then they came up mid-November where Dungan gave him the name of Wolven Patton of Seattle, P-A-T-T-E-N. So they want to go through with Patton's nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to get this job as some real outstanding, able, practicing lawyer that had a good background, that was highly respected by the bar, and it would be our friend.
Yes, sir.
And you give it a little thought right quick?
I will, yes, sir.
Do you think of anybody offhand?
No, sir, I don't, but I'll try to get your name by the morning.
All right. Be thinking about it. Yes. What about Carol?
She wouldn't take it.
All right.
And
that's trouble. You all get so damn rich that you don't know what to do.
Well, you know, the job was downgraded under this crazy guy Coleman Andrews. It used to be a big job, and it's been downgraded in terms of prestige and whatnot, but I think we can find somebody. I hope so. Oviedo Hobby's out here now. Just going to have a little family supper with us.
Why don't you bring her by to have a drink with me before you go out?
Well, we're just eating here.
Are you eating now?
No, sir. We're having a drink.
Are you with you at home?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be damned. I wish I had a job where I could leave 6 o'clock. I hadn't even started to leave my desk yet.
It's first time I've done it in about 6 months, but I did it to oblige Oviedo.
Well, you just tell her that I was going to call her and have a drink with her myself. I told her earlier in the day, and that just shows you how you get ahead of me.
That's right. She's awful pretty.
All right. Well, tell her that I'm mighty sorry. okay, then I'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know anything else?
No. I got all those things drafted, and we're discussing them tomorrow morning. You know what I mean.
Yeah, you're going to wait till Mollenhoff smokes you out. I know that.
And they were drafted and delivered first thing this morning.
Well, why haven't we got the letter back and signed then?
Well, because we've got some problems that we want to talk about.
All right, okay.
Thank you, sir.